One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Master, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." So he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, may your name be revered as holy. May your kingdom come. Provide us each day with bread sufficient for us, and forgive us our sins, as we ourselves forgive everyone who wrongs us. And do not bring us into a time of testing, but rather save us from the evil one." Then he said to them, "Let's suppose one of you has a friend, and he comes to you in the middle of the night and says to you, 'My friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend who is on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to offer him.' And you answer him from inside and say, 'Don't bother me. We have locked the door, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even if you don't get up and give him something on the basis that he is your friend, yet because of his persistence, you will get up and give him all he needs. So I say to you, keep asking, and God will give to you. Keep seeking, and you will find. Keep knocking on the door, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and one who seeks finds. As for one who knocks on the door, it will be opened to him. Which of you fathers, if your child asked you for a fish, would give him a snake instead of the fish? Or if he asked for an egg, would give him a scorpion? So if you bad people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Now Jesus was expelling a mute demon. When the demon came out, the mute man spoke, and the people were amazed. But some of them said, "He is expelling demons by means of Beelzebul, the chief of the demons." Others demanded from him a sign from heaven to test him. He knew their thoughts. So he said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself comes to ruin, and every family divided against itself breaks down. So if Satan is divided against himself, how can his kingdom last? You say, 'I expel demons by means of Beelzebul.' If I have been expelling demons by means of Beelzebul, by means of whom do your followers expel them? Therefore, they themselves will judge you. But if it is by the finger of God that I have been expelling demons, this means that the kingdom of God has come to you. When a strong-armed man guards his home, his possessions are safe. But if someone stronger than him attacks him and overpowers him, the stronger man will take from him his weaponry and armor, on which he had been relying, and will distribute the spoils. Anyone who is not with me is against me, and anyone who is not gathering with me is scattering. When an evil spirit has come out of a person, goes into desolate places, searching for rest, but does not find it. So it says, 'I will return to my home, which I came out of.' Then it comes and finds it clean and orderly. So it goes and brings along 7 other spirits more evil than itself. The spirits enter the person and live there. So that person's final condition is worse than his initial condition." As Jesus was saying this, a lady in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "How fortunate is your mother who gave birth to you and nursed you." He replied, "More than that, how fortunate are those who listen to God's word and act on it." As the crowd became more dense, he began saying, "This is an evil group of people who are seeking a miraculous sign. They will not be given a sign other than the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah was a sign to the people of the city of Nineveh, in the same way the one who became man will be a sign to his people. The queen of the south will rise up on the day of judgment along with the people of this generation and condemn them, because she came from the end of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and here is someone greater than Solomon. And the people of the city of Nineveh will rise up on the day of judgment, along with this generation, and condemn them, because the people of Nineveh repented when Jonah warned them, and here is someone greater than Jonah. No one lights a lamp and then puts it in a hidden place or under a container. Instead, he puts it on a stand, so that those entering will see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. If your eye is healthy, then your whole body will be illuminated. If it's bad, then your body will be in the dark. Therefore, take care that the light which is in you is not actually darkness. If your whole body is illuminated and has no dark part in it, then it will illuminate in full, as though a lamp were shining on you with its light. As Jesus finished speaking, a Pharisee invited him to eat at his place. So he went in and sat down at the dinner table. When the Pharisee saw this, he was surprised, because Jesus had not washed before the meal. Then our Lord Jesus said to him, "You Pharisees clean the cup and the dish on the outside, but on the inside you are full of avarice and corruption. You foolish people, didn't the one who made the outside make the inside as well? Give from what within as charity, and everything will be clean for you. How terrible it will be for you Pharisees, for you give to God a tenth of your mint, rue, and all other herbs, yet you neglect justice and the love of God. You should have been practicing these things without neglecting to give the tenth. How terrible it will be for you Pharisees, for you love to be in the front row of the house of worship and to have people greet you in the public squares. How terrible it will be for you are like hidden graves, which people walk over without knowing it." One of the experts in religious law said to him, "Teacher, when you say this, you insult us as well." Jesus said, "You as well, you experts in religious law, how terrible it will be for you. For you yourselves burden people with heavy loads, and you do not move even a finger to help them. How terrible it will be for you. For you build the tombs of the prophets, and your forefathers are the ones who killed them. You therefore admit that you agree with the actions of your forefathers. They killed them, and you built their tombs." This is why God in his wisdom said, "I will send prophets and apostles to them. Some they will kill, and some they will persecute. Therefore this generation will be held responsible for the blood of all the prophets that has been shed since the beginning of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who was killed between the altar and the temple. Yes, I assure you, this generation will be held responsible for all this. How terrible it will be for you, you experts in religious law, for you have taken the key of the door to knowledge, but you have not entered, and you have prevented those who were entering from going in." When he came out from there, the religious scholars and the Pharisees began to attack him harshly by questioning him about many matters, hoping to trip him up in something he might say.